everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for December 13, 2023, episode 67. Well, hello, my Snow Queen.
Oh?
Oh. Hello, my Snow Queen.
Hello, my love.
Do you like my sleigh that I've set up for you here?
Yes. I feel like I'm on it.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Under a blanket with some hot cocoa.
Oh, can you just imagine? Can you just imagine that?
Yeah.
If we had snow, I'd have one pull up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I can get one with just wheels.
Yeah.
Like that movie we saw. What was that movie we saw? It was a cute movie.
I don't remember.
We've been watching Christmas movies.
All cheesy Christmas movies. Yes. Yes.
Cheers me, baby.
Okay.
Let's get this one going right away. It's been aerating for a little bit.
Has it? Oh, no. You got the Corv in it. Oh, you mean in our glasses.
It's aerating in the glass. Okay. Try this out.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, a little spicy to it. Wow. You taste that? Little thing at the end there? Let me tell you what we're drinking right now. First, I'll tell you what we're drinking, then I'll tell you what we're not drinking.
Okay. Yes. Because I've got that on my list.
I'm sure you do. This is Barron's Creek. This is the Tempranillo, which we're typically not big fans of.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yes. It's a 2021. It's the white label. Let me see what they have a little thing on the back here. Barron Creek Vineyards. This is Texas. Our Texas Tempranillo is rich and... Hold on a second. One of these days, I'm going to get me a lamp that is just for...
You got a lamp right in front of you. It's right here. I'm looking right at it.
Right, but then it's too far away from my old eyes.
Oh.
Our Texas Tempranillo is rich and broad on the palate with bright red berry. And do you taste the oak flavors?
No, I don't taste that.
The flavonoids? It's a classic example of quality Texas fruit. Try it with glazed pork loin or steak.
Oh, it's very good.
Which is actually what the previous owner who gave this to us said specifically we should try.
Oh.
And this is from Paul Treadwell.
Yes.
He gave this to us.
He gave it to us.
Which was so nice. And I have stuck the needle in it. The Corvin, so it'll be good.
And I just want Michael Anastasio to know how much you enjoy that contraption.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I know,
man.
You
it's
love fantastic. It.
I do, because
you love it.
So we got this other bottle from our Salmoniers.
Yes, they're Salmoniers today. So
they are. Well,
yes. So this is our Surgeon General and Adam's campaign manager gave us this beautiful bottle of wine last week.
David and Karen Young. Yes.
And Adam drank it.
Well,
all.
Hold on a second.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You just.
But hold on. Let me explain what happened. So this is now. This bottle is the result of a crush. It's a Christmas cuvee from Walla Walla Valley.
Where's Walla Walla Valley?
In Washington, of course. Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it's a 2016. And we,
I cannot believe you just drank that.
It's not how it went down.
It
I stuck the needle in it, if you recall.
And you kept the contraption on it.
Yes. And then you just kept pouring it for me.
Because I thought.
You are complicit. Because
the whole point was.
Oh, okay. And then so after the show, because Tina, my lovely bride, brings me a glass of wine after I'm done with every no agenda. It's kind of a ritual.
Yes.
I'm like, well, this is really good. And you were tapping it out of the Walla Walla bottle.
Why did you even open up the Walla Walla bottle?
Because this was supposed to be for the last show, and we didn't do
a show. But you drank it before the show.
To test it.
Oh! So,
I'm a
Karen
horrible
and David,
man. I'm a horrible, horrible
yes,
man.
Yes, Adam drank it.
This is, now, but this is, and this is a Syrah.
Mm.
And man, this
I wouldn't
was
know
good.
Because
yes,
I didn't even
I
get
know,
a taste.
I know.
It's just saying.
I will get you another bottle. I was pleasantly surprised by that one. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And we didn't do a show last week.
No. A
lot of things happened.
Well,
let's start at the, let's begin with the beginning.
Well, I had a black cloud over my head last Wednesday and I was just...
Trying to make you feel better.
I don't even want to get into the details, but it was just, you know, I just let the enemy creep in and I'm just trying to figure out everything that's kind of happening with my health. It's nothing serious, but it's enough to frustrate me. And so I just let that black cloud just hang over my head and I was just not feeling it. And I said to Adam, I don't want to do a show and have to fake be happy. I couldn't do that.
Well, it actually went differently. I said, we're not going to do a show because it wouldn't be real.
Yes.
And you were just not in the right headspace. And I'm typically someone who likes to do the show no matter what, even if, you know, I got a broken head. Yeah. Whatever's going on. What are you reading?
I'm looking at my God shots to see if I have two God shots that I put in my notes.
Was there one that was that related to last week when we didn't do the show?
Not really. But what, actually I sent this one a couple days ago, and it's about comparing yourself to others. And it's Galatians, chapter 6, verse 4.
Is this the comparison robs you of joy?
Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Mm. And it came at a very timely moment because I'm in this mode of very stalled and stagnant, and mm-hmm. I'm getting frustrated with that, and I'm trying to find answers, and I'm making comparisons, which I shouldn't do. And so I sent that to, because every day, and I've mentioned this many times before, every day I send a God shot to Julie. Mm-hmm. And so that was my God shot. That scripture stuck out for me. And I said, and I always give her my explanation, which is, I lived like this my entire life, and my fleshly behavior still sneaks in occasionally. Being raised poor, I always felt less than everyone else, and felt like the only way I could be accepted was how I looked, how I performed at my job, because I always had to be the best, or how neat and tidy my house was. It was the package on the outside that mattered, certainly not what was on the inside. I am really trying to work on this, and when I feel it coming up and feel tempted to compare myself with others, I turn my eyes to Jesus. Often I know it's the enemy coming up that wants to divide precious relationships, all the more reason to turn to him to fill me in his love and comfort. But on that Wednesday, it just, the cloud just wouldn't go away.
And this was the Wednesday after. So here's what happened. This was the Wednesday after we came back from the indie meetup. And I'm like, it's okay, you know, and we can do the show on Friday.
Right.
And then Thursday, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
I get up.
Well, no, Wednesday you were in the studio I heard you coughing. And I'm like, you're coughing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I'm not. As one does. No, I think I actually said, yeah, I think you're right. And then it was Thursday morning and I wake up. I'm like, okay, I have something going on here.
Yeah.
And we had a dinner that night. And you rallied.
Yeah.
I was a little worried. I didn't want to get anybody else sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and we had, it was a long planned dinner.
Yes.
With the oil baron.
Yes. With Paul and Ashley. Yes. Talk about that too. Yeah. We'll talk about you getting sick.
And so, you know, I did rally. I took your Aleve, which I never take. That's like your headache stuff. And you barely take, you won't take anything at any point.
I will suffer before I take over the counter
and so
meds.
And so I took those Aleves. I'm like, oh, that kind of perked me up. I feel good. I felt good. And then Friday, I was sick as a dog.
You.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And like, no, I can't. I mean,
and I'm like, I'm not going to get it. I started popping ivermectin.
You slept on the couch. You're like, I don't want to be around you. Don't come near me.
I put the pillow in between us.
No, you slept on the couch. You slept on the couch.
Yes, you did. Yeah, because I was trying to fall asleep and you... exactly. You jolted me awake with your cough. And I'm like...
I'd feel it coming. I'm trying to hold it in.
I went to the guest room.
It's impossible.
Yeah. I went to the guest room.
I'm sorry. I mean, I should have gone to the guest room.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, no, not really.
I remember the last time I was sick, I left our bed and went to sleep on the couch.
Which you don't have to leave. I didn't say you have to. I said stay here. But you're always like, no, I'll keep you. But you know what? For the past months, you've been keeping me awake. So it's not a problem because at least I know you're alive and you're still here.
Yeah, I'm moving around.
You are tossing and turning and moving.
I'm not sleeping well. That's part of my issues.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Things are slowly getting better, but
we're praying very, very hard.
Every
it's getting better.
I'm praying
it's getting
every
better.
Day.
It's getting better.
But yeah, so then you got sick, and then
but like sick.
You were Friday and Saturday. You were we were supposed to have plans on Saturday, and they ended up canceling them, which was kind of a godsend
this is good wine,
it's
actually.
Very good.
It's good.
Yeah. And so then, we had all weekend to relax, but I did see Annette on Saturday
I didn't go to church Sunday.
Well,
I woke up sick. Yeah, and then
I woke up sick on Sunday. But I saw Annette on Sunday at the women's ministry luncheon, and she said, I don't want you to get mad at me, but you are just doing too much. And she's,
but wait,
she's
you're
right.
Nailing the voice. Do it again.
I don't sound like it. But I think she's right. I think that we were just going. And the culmination was that quick trip to Indy, which we'll talk about. And then we came home, and then we went straight to a holiday party at Debbie's. And then we did the dinner on Thursday. Then. And I think it just caught up. It caught up with us. And I think God was like, you know what? You need to slow down.
Rest and reflection.
Yes. Rest and reflection.
Us.
Exactly.
So let's go back to the Indy meetup. Because that's kind of where we left off.
And everything went so... The travel...
The favor we had from...
Oh, my gosh.
The travel favor was phenomenal. Because we went, you know, as you know, it was supposed to be in and out because, especially with the holidays, especially near the beginning of the end of the month or the beginning of the month, Adam's not going to take any connecting flights because that's a sure fire way to get stuck somewhere where you don't want to be.
Right.
For long periods of time.
Yes.
And I love you, Indy, but not that much. So we drove to Austin, which is much further for us than San Antonio, but that's okay. That went perfect. We waltzed through TSA. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag anymore.
No,
this is beautiful.
They have the
analogic. Analogic. Sorry, it was your joke. Analogic.
Well, the way it's spelled.
I know. The whole thing is like, what is going on? You know, it looks like a jet engine with funky colors. Like, for all I know, there's nothing inside there. But anyway, that went perfect. The flight was, I think, pretty much on time.
And then Dame Christina Pearl and her husband Charlie picked us up.
Standing there with an electronic, with a curry sign picking us up.
And she was so sweet. She brought water and blanket and a blanket for the back. And so, I mean.
Don't send cash. Just bring your water. Don't send water and blankets. What is it again?
Yes.
It's like,
So they got us there. We got to the venue like within 30 minutes and they had a parking spot for us in the back. And so we walk in the door and...
Here it is.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Yeah. Thanks, George. But so we walk in and Maria and Mark hosted the meetup. And they decorated it. It was all decorated for Christmas.
This place was... what was the name of the bar again?
The dugout?
I think it was.
And
supposedly a dive bar, which
like one of the most popular dive bars. She said 130 people signed up.
Yeah.
There was definitely over 100 people there. Definitely.
And you walk in, I didn't quite understand the whole thing, but I thought like, oh, is this our people here? No, everybody
and
here.
The whole
bar.
It was only
No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper people.
Well, yes. And so... Then the number of people who said, oh my gosh, I listen to Curry and the Keeper.
Yes.
And I had a few people even say, don't tell Adam, but I'm really here to see you.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Specifically two women. I want to call them out. Karen and Tammy, I believe, from St. John. I'm like, my sister lives in St. John. She's got a cohort.
Indie chicks. Yeah, they were
so sweet. And several people asked me about our faith journey.
I had a lot of people asking about that.
Yes.
And we had the Jesus Corner there with the guys from the seminary.
So how this works is that at a meetup, Adam just starts, he's just chatting away. He's Chatty Cathy. I mean, people ask him questions.
I just start saying hi to everybody.
I just generally like talking to people, but I have to literally move you along because everybody wants to talk to you.
Everyone has an interesting story and I'm interested.
Yeah. So we were just making our way from table to table to person so that everybody had a chance to talk to you, take a picture with you talk. And some people talked to me and it was a no agenda meetup, but it was pretty phenomenal.
What I love is the diversity of the people.
Yes.
We had drunk air traffic controllers.
people.
We had the Jesus Corner. We had actually some pilots.
Yeah.
We have, oh my gosh, I mean, the age range was from nine to 80.
Yes.
There were some much older people there. Super nerds. There were some massive nerds, like, you know, guys who work for the Rolls-Royce jet engine factory. You know, been like, oh, no, I'm not retiring. I'd like it so much. I have a bucket protector. Look at me. I'm really good.
Just diverse people, really cool people.
You know, rock and roll guys.
And it was kind of, you know, even though I haven't lived in Indiana since 1998, I was repping my hometown state, you know?
And
you kept telling everybody that I lived in Gary. You kept saying, she's from Gary.
From Gary, man. Hammond, Gary, whatever. It's the same. It's just different side of the tracks. You got double-faced
tape on this light. Are you aware of that?
Is it on? Is the light on?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's double-sided.
That's janky, dude.
Hey, man. Hey. We can't all have Rogan studio money. Sorry. You'll have to do with the double-sided tape. Just don't get your hair stuck in it.
Exactly. Anyway, it was... Marco Maria put together
mind-boggling
an amazing, amazing meetup, one of the best. And Charlie and Christina were just amazing. I started to worry about them because it was almost 11 o'clock. We were there 3.5 hours.
What were we supposed to be there?
I don't know, but they had an hour and a half drive home. And so I was worried about them. But the last part, they had you come up on stage and do an Ask Adam.
That was fun.
Yes.
That was fun.
And you forgot our anniversary.
I did not forget the anniversary. I'm like,
You're like, May, I don't know. It's in my ring.
May 19th. I know it's May. I knew May 19th. I just couldn't remember if it was 2019. We met in 2015. I was just a little flustered.
Oh, were you nervous?
No. Well, when I saw your eyes like a...
I'm like, really?
Really? You don't know? It's May 19th. I know it's May 19th. I just can't remember the day, the year for a moment. What year are we now?
2019.
I know,
baby.
But I was...
2019.
Okay, got it. I'll never forget. But, you know, for me, we've been together 9 years or whatever. Oh, God. Whatever.
Eight and a half years, actually.
What I loved, and I played at the end of No Agenda, is I'd ask everybody for their meetup report.
Yeah. It's long. You're not going to play that.
No,
whole thing.
No, I'm not.
It's like
gonna,
eight minutes long, isn't it?
No, 6 minutes.
I did get an email from Emily though this today.
Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
So that was actually Annette Miller who puts together all those things. She did a great job on it. And what I'd ask everyone to say, what are you thankful for? Mm-hmm. And so many people were thankful for, of course, their family, but a lot of people thankful for God, Jesus Christ.
I love that
too. It was beautiful.
It was so cool.
And of course, that's what Pastor Jimmy's been doing. He's been asking people, you know, just randos, like, hey, what are you thankful for?
people that he's interacting with, not just randos. Like, hey, there's a guy walking down the street.
Hey, hold on a second, bro. Hey, what are you thankful for?
Tell me what you're thankful
for. But it's really nice because you can just tell how thankful people are of so many beautiful things in life. It was good. It was a great crowd. It was great to meet everybody. I'm very grateful everyone got to meet you. Believe me. People want to meet you. Trust me. You think it's just, oh, it's No Agenda, but no.
It's fine. I mean, I mean that in the most sincere way. I mean, I enjoy everybody,
but I mean this in the most sincere way. People were happy to see you. Trust me. Yeah. I know my people.
Well, there were a few women there that said that they were.
Now, thank you, Emily, super spreader, giving us all the koof. Yes. Thanks, Em.
Emily, he's just teasing.
No, I'm not. She knows. She sent me an email. Yeah, I'm coughing too. I said, you gave it to me. You're the you're Typhoid Mary of the group.
Yeah.
She thinks it's fine. What'd she send you?
Let me see. I'll tell you. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
This is the Emily who was in Nashville, right?
Yes. Yeah. She said, shenanigans. Hey, Tina.
Oh, shenanigans.
This is Emily from Indianapolis. Well, technically Ohio, but that's a long story. I moved. Okay, it was a short story. Mm-hmm. I always do picklebacks with Brian with an AI. I don't know what that means. I have to call shenanigans on Adam. I emailed him after I heard he got sick, wanting him to know that I think I also got sick from the meetup. Then he blamed me. I'm calling shenanigans.
Anyway. Gotta blame it. I have gotten at least 3 emails from other people who are sick.
Oh, really?
All sick from this
meetup.
You can
still hear them all sick. And she says, anyway, it was great to see you guys and thanks so much for coming. Hope you feel better. Keep Brian out of trouble and make sure his girlfriend, if she's real, is good enough for him.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, no, she's not real. No.
Can we go back? Because...
Oh, there's so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had prayer night, which was before we went left for Indy.
Yeah. Well, before that, Annette and I traveled to Austin. We had a
Right. Yes. This is the Phil Wickham.
You went to the museum on Wednesday. And,
yes. Oh,
and then
please have some respect.
And Pastor Jimmy goes, when they were listening to the show, he turns to Annette and he goes, did she just start snoring? He was getting into your World War II.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, no, but Annette and I traveled to Austin. We had a great time. We went to go see Phil Wickham, who is a big Christian singer, songwriter.
What's his main hit?
Oh gosh,
song?
He's got a lot of them.
With this stuff that the worship team plays too.
I'm mm-hmm. not going to sing anything.
No, I was just curious.
I don't know, but it was so nice. I mean, Annette and I never have nothing to talk about. We always have things to talk about. That's a double negative. Mm-hmm. We always have things to talk about, and we're laying in bed. It's midnight. I never stay up to midnight, and we're still talking. And then so that was Thursday, and then Friday we went shopping all day, and I got Christmas shopping done. She bought stuff for herself. It always works out that way. For some reason, she's always getting stuff for herself. And then we came back, and then Pastor Jimmy met us here, and we made dinner. We made steaks, right? And we were supposed to go to the Christmas parade, but we got into a deep discussion.
We did.
And we missed the parade, which was fine, it was perfectly okay. I was sad that we missed the parade because there were a lot of floats, unlike July 4th, where there were no
and
floats.
And it was all beautiful lights and stuff. Yeah. But we were into a deep conversation. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I mean, and we all said, hey, you know what? Let's just stay here because this is more important. It was good.
Yes.
It was really good. Now, House of the Lord, is that his hit? Or This Is Our God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, and so then that was Friday, and then on Sunday we had the prayer night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They had the full worship team, and Pastor Jimmy spoke about revival. And
Bring out the book!
I know. Because he was talking about Nehemiah and how...
Nehemiah 8. I think so.
Was it 8?
Yeah, I think so.
And he was talking about how when he was... they found the Torah, they found...
Yeah, in the rubble.
Yes, and then they were reading it from every day. And so he was talking, they were above, you know, so the book was above them. Mm-hmm. So I have that visual all the time with the book. So the big thing was bring out the book. So yeah. No, it was good. Prayer night was really good. There was about 120 people there. It was nice. I love having the full worship team there. I love the song.
So there was three things that kind of the Holy Spirit started talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one, it was Phil Wickham. And now it's a big church, but it was in a church, right? In Austin?
Uh-huh. It was about like 2,000, 3,000 people.
That's a big church.
It is a big church.
Is it a church building or is it just a building where a church is
held?
No, that's
where we were in the sanctuary.
The sanctuary, that's the name of it?
Yes. No, that's not the name. We were in their sanctuary. Oh, okay. I don't remember what the name of the church is. Something Bible.
So it was that. It was bring out the book.
Yeah.
And when after we came back from Indy on Tuesday, we went to Todd and Debbie's house for for chili.
Yes. On Monday. That was Monday.
No, that was definitely Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. I'm sorry. You're right.
Thank you. Yeah. So, because I remember we landed, we drove, we picked up Phoebe. Oh, Phoebe was in the gulag.
Yes.
In the gulag. But she was happy.
She was fine.
She was.
They gave her a bath and she smelled so good.
Lavender. Yeah, she smells good.
Because now she smells like dog.
No, there's still lavender in there. It's dogander.
Dogander.
Lavender. And I was talking to Karen. Now, Karen, who of course is going to be my
campaign manager.
However,
she's on it too.
Yeah, but she said something to me. She said, hey, I'm thinking of starting something. And it was along the lines of starting a revival. She says, I want to do music at the Marktplatz worship at the Marktplatz.
Yes. Yeah.
And right now there's a skating rink there. So I'm like, that's not a good plan right now. But like, she said, yeah. I said, wait a minute. She said, yeah, I'll bring a boombox and we'll just play some songs every night at the same time and just start with some worship music. Now, as that started to seep in, you know, I've been talking about running for mayor and, you know, she's been talking to people and I've been talking to people. And let me tell you, there's a lot of issues in Fredericksburg in that there's a lot of people don't like the open alcohol container on the street. A lot of people like it, particularly retailers. Yeah. There's a lot, you know, there's, you really have, you have Main Street, you have the wineries, you have the B&Bs, the short-term rentals. It's all focused around money, by the way. It's all around money. Well, and all of a sudden, yeah, but then all of a sudden I got a zig to the zag. I'm like, hold on a second. What if we just bring in a whole different crowd that's coming here for something else?
Yes.
And I don't, where were you? Maybe this is when you were, maybe this is you were with Annette on Thursday. I can't remember what. Anyway, I'm looking stuff up and I'm like, why wouldn't we bring in, this is a perfect town for worship music.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you can stay with the family in a B&B. You can stay in an RV. We got plenty of RV parks. And we have a couple of interesting venues that may be large enough to do something. So wouldn't it be interesting if we became, and there's no reason why we couldn't be, if we became the Mecca of worship music. Mm-hmm. And that just started, it's been bubbling inside of me ever since the Mercy Me concert,
yes,
to be fair.
Yes.
Ever since I saw that, I'm like, this is a cool vibe.
Right.
And you know what Christians have? They have money. They love to travel. They love to do family stuff. And we have everything here for them. And it's not like they don't like wine.
Yeah.
And they like drink wine. And they like to shop.
Yeah.
It's like, wouldn't it be interesting if we just turn it all upside down instead of let's go for the lowest common denominator. How many bridesmaids and people who are just here to drink on the street can we change it into people who come here? By the way, come here on Saturday, see a concert. Choose a church out of the 30 we have for Sunday.
Yes.
Anyway, I just
got to get some beef while they're here.
Well, that's all a part of it, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So all this stuff is bubbling.
So we're actually going to go to a concert at one of the larger venues, Archway. That's where we're going.
Yeah, they've just opened up. It's brand new. They have a venue.
It's an outdoor concert, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to see Scott Stapp. Stapp? Stapp?
Yeah, the guy from Creed.
The guy from Creed. Mm-hmm. And Creed used to be or started out as a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they evolved. I'm not sure. But yeah, so we're going to go see them because mainly we're going to go because we want to check out the venue and see like, let's see what the possibility is.
I was talking to Shwu from Mercy Me.
Shwu, Mike Shwu.
And I'm like, he's a
carnivore too. You know?
He's like, dude, you should totally talk to our manager. He can turn you on to all the promoters and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I had this vision. Like, why not?
That would be really cool.
We could be the town for that.
That would be really
easily.
Cool.
Why do you have to go to San Antonio and go to a Boeing building when you can come to beautiful Fredericksburg?
Exactly.
Anyway, so
well, let's see where it takes us. Man.
I kind of got excited. I got excited by all of that.
I could tell.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Bob. Go ahead. Where are we on the schedule?
We're all over the place. I did want to go back to India a little bit because, you know, you were insistent.
Yes, I have it on my list.
You were insistent on a suite at the airport hotel, the embassy suite.
No, first I was insistent on staying at the airport.
That was my idea.
Okay, but I love that.
You had to have a suite. Yes. Even though we were in the room for 8 hours, you had to have a suite.
And let me ask you, did you enjoy your suite?
It was lovely.
Embassy Suites is the bomb, everybody.
Oh my gosh. And so this is a brand, the hotel's maybe like, 4 years old.
Yeah, a couple years old. Yeah.
And the same girl who checked us in because we got there late because the meetup went so late, she also drove us to the
airport. She drove the van in the morning.
She drove the van. But anyways, a brand new hotel.
Yeah.
Really nice. You had a full made-to-order breakfast, not like La Quinta in Las Vegas, which
you had an actual person standing there and making eggs and stuff. And it was clean. It was modern. It was pretty.
I was
the
like,
suite. I mean, if you had that suite in downtown Indy, $700-$800 a night. Now it was not even two.
Yeah,
it was really fantastic, nice. And everyone was nice and happy, and it smelled good, and it wasn't scuzzy. You know, like how you can sometimes be at an airport hotel, like
airport food is just disgusting. Because when we were in Austin getting ready to go, we went to that restaurant and we both had burgers. I didn't even have a bun on my burger. I had cheese and bacon. You had a beer. I had a club soda. It was $80. $80. And then you're like, we needed a small bottle of hairspray.
Yeah.
And so we go to the store and I go, watch, it's going to be $8. Sure enough, that bottle,
$7.99.
Small, like, little travel, $8. They rip people off at the airport. But the Embassy Suites, nice.
What a payback. It was great.
That was nice. Yeah.
That's a tip. It's a real, in general, I think it's just a great idea to stay at the airport hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cute and all to stay at a downtown hotel.
Oh, it just makes things so much easier, especially when you're coming in and out.
You can drive downtown, take a cab or an Uber or whatever.
Maddie is the one that takes us to the hotel.
Oh, you remember her name.
Her name was Maddie. Yeah, because of course I got the survey and I sing her praises.
Did you get the survey?
Yeah, of course I did. And so then we get in the van and of course we're chatty, you know, and she goes, I really like you guys' style. Remember when she said that?
Like, hey, even to me, it was like, hey, you old people, you're pretty cool. That's kind of the way it felt to me. But I took it as a huge compliment. It was very sweet.
Yeah, I dressed him.
We all know that.
I packed for
you. You know what it was? She looked in her mirror and all she saw was these teeth.
Yeah, They were glaring at her. So we get to the airport and the airport is like, it's empty.
Empty.
We were the only ones in line at TSA.
The TSA guy actually had a little chat with him.
He was super nice.
Oh, yeah, you can go over here to get something to eat or check that out.
And we had enough time and you got your boots shined.
Now that was first of all, thank you, because I didn't really even realize. Said, hey, it's a shoe shine guy. Why don't you get your boots shined? And my boots needed a shine bad.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten his name.
I don't know, but he had a shoe shining station in both terminals.
And his son worked at the other one. He'd been here 19 years. Came from was it Nigeria? I think it was Nigeria. And and I said, what are you most, I did, you know, he's shining my shoes, right? So we're just talking. So what are you thankful for this Christmas season? He says, I am so thankful that God brought me here to this country and that I can be here and I can have this job and these friends. And I love that my son is working with me. And, you know, for a moment there, it was like, oh, yes, America. Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah.
This is not the America people tweet about.
Yes.
This is not the America from Facebook. This is real America in Midwest America. And it made me feel good and proud. And I had fantastic boots.
I know. They were, I could see my reflection.
Shiny. It was great.
So that whole trip was fantastic. I mean, it was easy from A to B. It was easy.
Yeah,
like it was. Lots of favor from God on that trip.
Totally.
And then as soon as we got home, and then I was like, all right, rest for a few hours. We're going to Debbie's.
We're going right to Debbie's. We're going to go out and party.
We were only at her house for a couple hours.
But it was cool to see everybody.
Yeah.
And they had made dynamite chili.
Yeah.
It was a great chili.
It was really nice.
Nice to see Ross and Marielle. Marielle, of course, everyone is anticipating the arrival of Roman. She's pregnant now. What is she now?
March. She's in her last trimester.
She's kind of like, the group's anticipatory mom.
Oh yeah,
to be,
a bunch
you know?
Of moms. Well, yeah. We're all going to be moms to that baby. So
I'm like ready to be grandpas. Like I'm like, hey, when you guys are sick of the kid, you want to go hang out? You drop him off here. Yeah, we'll play with him for a bit.
When he's a little bit older,
I'll show him how to drive a truck and shoot a gun.
Brother. Yeah.
how to crack open a beer? Yeah, no problem. This will be a great kid. He's in the community, so he's going to get a whole bunch of dads and granddads.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, seeing as our own kids are like lagging.
Right. it's never going to happen, I don't think.
You know, our kids are okay. They're going to be okay.
Yeah.
We just keep praying for them.
We're just going to have to get more dogs.
Well, yes, there's that. No more dogs.
You already said. Yeah, well, there's that.
Oh, no. Phoebe is fine. You really want another dog besides Phoebe?
No, she's more than, she's more than you can handle because you would be walking both of them.
Oh, there it is. I do seem to walk her most of the time.
You do. So, you've been hitting the nog, man.
I had not hit the nog.
I saw a new, there's a new nog in there.
Because I threw the old nog and the chocolate milk out, if you didn't notice that. it was sitting there and I tossed it. And then as I was doing the grocery shopping, and there was one nog by itself on the shelf, lonely. And it went,
"Treat
me. I'm your favorite nog." I'm like, yeah, I'll take you home. And it's still, I haven't finished it. I've taken one.
There's a quarter of it left.
I've had two cups and it's every other day. I'm trying to time it with the expiration date.
So we're talking
and I won't drink any more until after Friday when we have the Tannenbaum, and I have to look good on your arm.
So we're talking at dinner. So after dinner, we always sit and we're chatting. And so I'm trying to educate Adam about carbs. He doesn't know what a carb is, from protein to what an animal fat is.
A carb is the thing that you mix the fuel with the air. Oh, it's carburetor. Carb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to say, you know, like, you're like, I'm a carnivore. I go, you are not a carnivore. You just ate a 4-pound baked potato.
I'm a carbivore.
You're a carbivore. That's what you said.
That's what I am. I'm a carbivore. Is that a thing? A carbivore? It is now.
Carbivore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, I'm a carnivore. I'm like, dude, you are the farthest thing from a carnivore.
Because we were talking that night. Healthy.
I was.
Okay, can I just say
bad.
Something?
You're not bad at all.
Have no complaints.
No.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Is the dog snoring?
She's snoring. Okay. Yeah.
I was wondering what I was doing.
But it was that night where I was like, I don't think I can eat any more butter. Remember that? I'm like, I'm gagging over here. I cannot eat any more butter. Because I'm.
It was a little more extreme than that, but yes, I'll let you go. You're like Bill Gates rocking back and forth. I just want to throw up. I can't stand this butter. It made me nauseous. And you're like, have you seen Bill Gates with that rocking back and forth thing that he does? You're just like that.
Really?
Yes. I know because Christina was always, you know, she gets nauseous. She's like, she has this emetophobia. And so I just know, just to distract and not say, hey, dude, you're rocking forth back and forth like Bill Gates. You know, I wasn't going to do that, but you were. I'm like, okay, well, because it's pretty bad.
I'm supposed to try and get in 200 grams of fat a day.
Just the thought of eating patties of butter is just gross in general.
200 grams of fat, because that's what that's what a keto-vore diet is.
How can God have intended this? Well, there was no butter in Jesus' time. Did he have butter?
I don't.
He had wine and he had.
I don't think he had butter.
Flat bread and olives.
I don't.
I think that's what we need to be eating, babe. and a mutton from time to time. There should be a Jesus diet. Seems like, or disciple diet. That's it. I don't know about that. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah. Late olives.
Look at the Chosen. They all look pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Just saying.
They walked too. They got a lot of exercise.
There was a lot of walking going on.
And they didn't have any phones where they were looking
there's
at.
There's a lot of walking going on.
But no,
on.
That night I was, I'm back. I'm okay with the butter, but for some reason I was just lagging behind on trying to get my fats. And if you spread it out, it's okay. But man, I was like, I'm gagging on it.
But let's just say, you are doing much better than you were. I mean, you're not collapsing during the day.
I think your thyroid medication is back on.
You kind of back on track with that.
And you know, I was telling, I don't know how many people. I'm so sick of talking about it. But
oh no, we love hearing about it. Do tell us more. We never tire of hearing about your health. I can still make you laugh.
Oh my gosh.
The good news.
Anyway, it's the community that's going to heal me. So many people have reached out to me, and I wanna thank and acknowledge two people.
Okay,
my lovely, lovely friend Catherine. She's so knowledgeable about things, and Shelley Carpenter. And I met Shelley and I are Instagram friends, and she sent me down a rabbit hole, which has opened up a whole new world for me because I'm dealing with Hashimoto's, which is related to my thyroid. Mm-hmm. My thyroid, and she pointed me to something called methylation, and to a Rogan podcast.
Oh,
with
that's
Gary
right.
Brecca.
We listened to this thing on the way to Austin
the airport.
Let me give you a play by play.
Okay.
Now I'll listen to any Rogan interview, so I'm happy. We both agree we're going to listen to this Rogan interview, and Gary Brecca's on, and it's like, and I'm just listening. I'm just, you know, I'm driving. I'm listening, and then every like 5 minutes, he would go,
that's how I sounded.
It was great though, because
that's what I felt.
And Joe was also like, hey, wait, so my wife does, she can't sleep well at night. Yeah. And you're like, it was all the things we've been talking about. It was really interesting.
The dots started to connect for me. And basically if you have a gene mutation, you basically cannot process things in your body. And a lot of times it's because of a vitamin deficiency. But
I'm sorry. I owed you that one.
You're interested in it, though.
I was the first 20 times. Okay. I'm just kidding. I love you. No, no, I know. But anyway, so but you're doing a test. You're doing a genetic swab.
But wait, I want to get back to the Gary Brecka. So we're listening to it, and he was like, you know, sugar. Sugar is just bad for you. Sugar is not good. Sugar is not good. And I'm like, I looked at you and I'm like, dude, you need to lay off the nog. It's full of sugar.
And so, but I've learned something. Have you heard about this new McDonald's thing that everyone, you know, everyone is paid to talk about, the McCosmic or whatever?
No.
Oh, where do you listen to my show ever? No agenda. It's on twice a week. It's about six and a half hours. Okay. So all the morning shows, because they're all paid to say, oh, this is a new concept from McDonald's. Oh, I can't wait to try it. Blah. So basically, it's a drive-through where they have all these drinks. And you know how Starbucks is, you have all these different names of drinks. Yeah. So now McDonald's has figured it out. Two things. One, all the TikTokers love it. And it's like strawberry upside down swirl moon drink with foam, and it's all sugar. Ugh. And what they're doing is they're selling sugar to sugar addicts on a drive-through basis. It's amazing. I think it, especially now with the Ozempic thing, it's like everyone, it's literally like, if you're on crack, this would be a crack house.
Oh,
and it's a drive-thru.
And
it's so obvious to me what they're doing. And I also think it'll be very successful, because this is what the addiction is. It's sugar.
Well, and it's going to make people sick, and then it's just going to keep put them on petroleum-based drugs, and it's just going to, the cycle's just going to keep going. Yeah. Well, Ozempic's expensive. Not everybody can.
Oh, but that's going to be on Medicare. You watch. That's the whole point.
Anyway, sugar equals bad.
I know. Okay, so I had some nog. Okay, I got you. Okay, I had a glass of wine. I had some nog. Do you hear me complaining? No.
Anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge Catherine and Shelley, because they're educating me so much. So anyway, I'm having some genetic testing done to see if I have the gene mutation, if I'm not able to do the methylation. And that will open up so much for me, because I know I'm holding on to some inflammation. And I'm just, there's so much misleading information out there. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's all related to my thyroid. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I'm finding answers. And thank you for these amazing women. I appreciate them so much.
In general.
Yeah. And you, thank you for you. I know you.
Oh, no, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm just frustrated. I can't do more. But believe me, I'm sick of it too.
Tina
has literally written two journals full of information. I'm like, you should publish that. You know, it's just my journey.
Notes.
It's okay. It's all good. In the meantime, we pray very hard.
Yes. So, but yes, you're a carnivore.
I am the carnivore.
You're a carnivore.
It was so nice to have Pastor Jimmy and Dame Minette over.
Yeah.
We start off yapping about stuff, and we always get into some really deep Jesus stuff, which I love so much.
We're talking about,
like, who gets that? Who gets their friends? It's like, I love giving people information that I have, and when they ask me stuff, but I love being able to soak it up from them too, man.
Yeah.
They
needed some guidance from him, you know, about when to approach something versus when not to approach it. And he was really good. And he said, he said, I don't go where I'm not invited. Mm-hmm. And that is so, I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
So instead of just offering up your opinion, when not asked, like I stopped to do that. I mean, now that I hear his words in my brain, like that's the first way, the perfect way to alienate your family is to go and, you know, go where you're not, where you have not been invited.
But we also just have nice chats about stuff.
I know. It's always so, I know. I miss them too. We haven't really seen them.
It's horrible.
Yeah. They're busy. The church is blowing up.
Oh, man, are they busy.
The church is blowing up. Yeah,
and they even skipped a show, which is huge.
Yeah. I think they're going to every 2 weeks. Yeah. They have their YouTube channel. They have the show, the church. I mean, obviously the church is the priority.
Don't get any ideas. We're doing this every week.
I know.
Don't you get any ideas, young lady.
I know. But I wanted to mention my friend Brandy actually came to the church.
Yes.
Yes.
It was so nice to see. Oh, Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, and she loves it. Loves it. And she's starting to make all these connections to Bridge Church. So one of her friends thinks that she went to school with Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so she invited them to come to church along with the guy who owns Salvation Spirits. Is that the gin distillery? Was that what's called Salvation Spirits?
I don't know. Remember when we were? I don't know. I'm not a drinker.
And then also she's on Instagram. You're not a drinker as you're pouring more wine. As I'm
pouring more wine out of my contraption.
And then there was somebody on Instagram who she's looking to purchase an item from this person. Oh. No, not one of her hats. Brandy's looking. And she found out that this person has corresponded with me.
Oh.
And this person who Brandy was purchasing something from was the woman who recommended Evidence Demands a Verdict.
No.
So if that isn't nudges from God.
What's her name?
Her name's Sarah. Her name's Sarah, the woman on Instagram.
Has she recommended it to us?
She, yes.
To me or to
2 years ago. Yeah. She recommended it.
Makes so much sense.
And now full circle, she's talking to Brandy. Anyway. Brandy loves Bridge Church, and she brought her husband on Sunday, and I'm thrilled about that.
It was really nice because it was going to be a busy Sunday 2 weeks ago, and so I said, you know what, I'm just going to sit behind everybody. I'm going to sit next to Willie.
Yes.
Now I've known Willie since I've been going to church. Willie has all kinds of physical stuff going on, and he's actually about my age, and it was like, God put me next to him, man.
Really enjoyed that too.
Because he told me don't go where you're not invited, but he invited me right into his story.
Yes.
And you know, because you don't know when someone has severe disabilities, and he was in a horrible car crash and he was 18.
Yeah.
But you see, because of my language stuff, it's very easy for me to tune into somebody when they have speech issues. Mm-hmm. We were chatting away, man. It was great. And I feel so enriched that I've gotten to know Willie.
Well, you told him about prayer night and he was like, I'm coming tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fantastic. So really, really, really beautiful. So nice to get to know someone.
Yeah.
A lot of people just like, oh, he's weird, whatever, you know, but I'm like,
not at all. I don't think that at all.
No, I'm not saying that of you, but you know, he's always kind of a little bit by himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, it was really nice to get to know him.
Yeah.
Mel's next on my list.
Yeah. Mel handing out his Jesus cards in the parking lot.
Mel is the
man. That's going to be you pretty soon. You'll be handing out Jesus cards.
Laying out, woo! Yeah, Jesus. I love these people.
You realize how big your wingspan is. You're like,
I do. I know. People behind me are like, we love it when you come to church. Could you just hold up one arm instead of two? It's a little bit much. Well, I do. Maybe I should go sit somewhere else then.
No, not at all.
I do have a wingspan. My wings. Let me write that down. My wingspan.
What do you got on your list?
No, I think we've pretty much done everything.
We haven't talked about the vaudeville dinner with Paul and Ashley.
So this was longstanding. Vaudeville does a supper club. And now we've been to dinner with Paul and Ashley twice.
No, once. A la Campania.
Right. They've paid for dinner twice.
Yes. They paid for your birthday dinner.
They paid for my birthday dinner. And then a la Campania. So I was like, I'm ordering this one up front. And so then they can't sneak in and pay for it. So we were even Steven. Another lovely couple.
I really, really like them.
Yeah.
And you know, and they include me in conversations.
Yes.
And I love that. Yeah. And it's organic. And I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Both Christians.
Yes.
And his son is a recent pastor, I believe, at a church.
We talked about that.
He's a sensitive guy.
What were we talking about? And
this is what he said. I'm not sure how it came up, but he said, he says, I've grown up with people around me all my life who are Christian, but you're new. Mm-hmm. And to see that he was really touched by it. There's something he was really touched by, and it was the whole thing was just nice.
Yeah,
yeah, nice,
lovely, lovely people, and just so easy to be around. We had this dinner at Vaudeville. It all centered around caviar, and it was probably every time we go there, like, can it get any better? It's Michelin star, totally level.
I mean, we've been to Michelin starred restaurants and this is above.
And they enjoyed it very much, very, very much. And you know, Richard is always delightful. Joe's delightful. Dylan. Yeah. It was such a lovely evening.
The whole thing was for foodies.
Yes.
And thank you for you went all the way through.
I did.
You didn't revolt at all.
No, I ate everything and I didn't get sick at all.
No.
Because it's the quality of the food, you know?
And basically, it was just fish eggs.
Yeah, fish eggs.
A lot of fish eggs.
Yummy.
Yeah, but I mean, was it 6 courses and then the dessert with, it was
so good.
I mean, if you ever have the chance to do one of those in Fredericksburg, the Vaudeville Supper Club, you have to get in on it real quick.
Yeah.
Because they announce it's kind of on the sly.
Yeah.
And then, it's for very, very limited amount of tables.
We missed their holiday party last
night.
Because I was not feeling
and
well.
And we didn't want to be super spreaders. We were supposed to go to
Caviar and Champagne tonight.
Yep.
And we canceled that too.
Which is too bad because Todd is the, you know, I think we talked about
this. He's going to be the yacht cast.
He wants to do the yacht cast. And he's going to arrange for us to be on a yacht in the Mediterranean.
In the where south
we do a
podcast. Yeah.
Do a podcast on a yacht.
None of this 40-foot stuff.
No.
We're talking 140.
100 plus, baby.
Yeah. Got that, Todd?
Yeah. So
40 feet. But
we really felt that it was time to stay home. And I don't know if this is contagious or not, but I don't want anyone.
It's almost behind me. I'm a little bit.
But we started slamming the ivermectin and zinc and elderberry and what else?
Quercetin. You come home from. I was thinking about this today too.
I'm here we go.
So I send you to the store to get elderberry and quercetin and vitamin D3. You come home with 2 kinds of elderberry. I don't know why.
Because should I tell you why?
Yes, you bought gummy elderberries.
Okay. Exactly for that face you're making. Because I saw black elderberry and then elderberry. I'm like, well, and there was a lot of black elderberry. So I just want to cover all my bases.
It was like when I asked you to buy Neosporin.
Yeah, I bought 3.
And you bought 3 different guys.
I want to cover the bases. Do you not appreciate that?
No, I do. I do.
I'm on my sleigh. I'm like, let me get something here for my wife. Let me see. Well, there's more than one choice. I'll bring all of it for you. You know, I look at this stuff. At a certain point, the quercetin is just marketing. Well, 10 times more absorption. Well, maybe that's the one I should get. Should we thank a few people?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
Just trying to be a good boy.
You're a fantastic husband.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Hey, cocksuckers.
Yeah.
What you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the
cocksuckers. Yes. This is a value for value podcast, as all the podcasts I do.
Yes.
We love value for value because all we ask, if you get any value out of this podcast, send it back to us. It can be anything. It can be time, talent, or treasure. You can just tell someone about the show. You can send us a note. We love the gifts that we get in the P.O. box.
We did get a couple, too.
On our donation page. Can you tell us what we got? What did we get?
We got from Sketchy Cuts.
We got the Phoebe dog toy box.
Yes, which you have yet to put it together, so it's sitting out there.
Some assembly required, but it's not. He already pre-drilled the holes and everything. It's literally better than IKEA.
There's directions
I'm sure I can figure this one out.
It looks like sweet little Phoebe. So thank you. That was such a nice surprise.
Nice gift, yeah.
And then I ordered, Rick from Cleveland Soap Works.
Mm.
He had sent us a bunch of soap. And
we liked it so much.
You've used it.
I've been using it.
And so
we ordered some more.
I ordered some more. And then he sent in 2 extra ones. He sent in the Karma soap.
Which says you got karma on it? Yeah, that's great. I love
that. So I just wanted to thank Rick for sending that. And he says, thanks, Tina. Say hi to the producer for me and KTLD.
Oh, really? The producer? How hilarious. The
and
producer.
Then also, I just wanted to say that I wanted to send out prayers for Stephen Page. Stephen had his gallbladder removed last week. And Stephen, I hope you are doing well and that you are all healed.
I got a note that he was out and he was doing better. Did you get that note too?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know what? Think about the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
It'll help you. It'll heal you.
All right.
Okay.
We love wine, obviously.
Yes, Adam drinks it, we know.
We also just love a prayer, you know, anything, all kinds of stuff.
We like cheese.
We do like cheese.
I can eat cheese.
Well, we just, return it in any way you want.
Exactly.
I think really turning other people onto the show is always good, and we appreciate that.
I have a request for Sir Brian with an I.
Okay.
I want him to do a mix of all of the openings when you say, hello, my queen.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Hear that, Brian?
I'm still waiting for the Godshot jingle.
Oh,
honestly.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
TJ.
He's busy. Apparently he has a girlfriend.
He's dealing with his girlfriend. I'll throw that into the Dorful verse.
Oh.
I can't even tell you how much I love the Dorful verse.
We all do. I'm still amazed by the mom.
Boost a grand ball, people, if you want to hear the Dorful verse. Anyway, we have an executive producer and a double Samonier, I believe.
Yes.
Which is Paul Treadwell, who came in just before we went out to dinner. Because,
yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not good enough that we can pay oil baron. He came in with $500 again, and we brought them their
they got their two sippy cups and their four Samonier coasters,
yes,
which are flying off the shelves.
They're limited. I mean,
once they're gone, they're gone.
While supplies
I'm
last.
Almost out of glasses. I got to give two to our.
And what are we going to do? We're going to get some real glasses, or are we
going to
go get
I'm
more
going
sippy
to
cups?
Upgrade. Yes, upgrade? I'm going to upgrade
so people can collect all 20. They'll be different by the time we're done with this. We'll have 20 different glasses, I'm sure.
It's
like Hot Wheels.
Well, yes.
What?
I don't know. I kind of like the little short little juice glasses.
Do juice glasses. I'm fine.
Okay.
You
gave me such a hard time about those, remember?
Yeah, but I can do this for the rest of our life. I can just say, it's nice sippy cup, remember? I can just look at it, go,
Anyway, thank you, Paul. That was very, very kind of you. Yes. He's going to the tasting room.
Yes, he is
in
a moment.
Did he give us any idea when
he
was? Okay.
No,
okay.
Of course not. No, people aren't doing a good job with that, with the stuff.
Okay.
Should we wait until he tells us what he wants
room? He's going, he's getting what he's getting.
Should we put him right into the tasting room?
No, because we have another one too.
We do?
Yes, the Youngs. We determined that they have reached Samonier status.
Now, you know what? I'm just thinking. Excuse me. I might have missed some. Bad me. I think because of the date that I didn't get the previous PayPal's. I got the boostograms. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can do this.
Well, we just determined that based on their donations that they are over.
They're over. Yeah,
they were doing it for each individually.
Yes,
and we're like, oh no, we can reach yours together. So they're going.
I just want to make sure because we had. Let me see. Yes, here it is. Because yes, the last show would have been the 30th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just double check. I just want to make sure I get this right. I'm not far off. And before that was the 22nd. Yes. And so Karen, that's right. Karen Young donated on the 22nd.
Okay.
Right. And that was $100.
Well, wait. The last show was...
The 29th?
No.
30th?
No.
31st?
The last show was the...
30th.
The 30th. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we were supposed to do one... No, the 29th, I'm sorry. And we were supposed to do one on the 6th.
And she donated on the 22nd after we'd already done the show, if I remember correctly.
So you have to read all the donations from the 30th until today.
Right, but including that from the 22nd and Stephen Salvatore from the 26th.
Okay.
Because that would have been for the show for the 29th. And he says... So he's an associate executive producer. Okay. Hi, Adam Attina. Love the show. I've been listening since episode number one.
Wow.
We have done 67 episodes by FYI.
That's crazy.
Along with No Agenda since episode one.
Oh my goodness.
Since I was 19 years old. Did we read this one? I have a feeling we did.
Oh,
yes, because I played the song Eleanor. Right?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
No, we did read this one. Okay.
Wow, though. That's crazy.
Theodora Dorinda Onyena.
We read hers. Yes.
Okay, good. Then,
now
I'm caught up.
Okay.
Good. Then we have the one and only Pastor Jimmy.
Oh.
Yes. And he sent in 57,755. Interesting number. It's not his usual Striper donation. I'm sure.
What is it again?
57755.
577 5-5.
There's something in there. I'm sure there's a code in there. Mm. Probably keep your buckets overflowing somehow. He says, ah, oh, the nog is hard to resist, even for a carnivore like me, I must say.
He's not drinking the nog.
He said, I must say, Granny's special nog was always better than the regular nog. Yes, we know what Granny's nog is.
Yeah.
It has alcohol. Love you both. And here it is, another epic episode, KTLD and KYBO. Yes.
The lid down.
Into the KYBO jingle. Desperately. Then we have 2211. That's his number, Sir by His Grace, David Wicker.
Oh.
Supporting us. Did not send in a note, but thank you, David Wicker. He emails me about 5-6 times a day.
So. And his lovely wife. I've been corresponding with her on Instagram too, Jules.
Yes. And they have, and his daughter just celebrated her, I want to say, 11th birthday.
I can't remember.
Yeah. And he got her a limo to school.
Oh, that's right. Very cool. The pictures.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. 45,445 from Phil Calvin. And he just says, V for V. Thank you very much, Phil. 33,777. I'll call that a striper. From Sir Jacob. You know Jacob.
Davis. Yeah, in Hawaii.
He says, in the evening, Adam and Tina, thanks.
He's back channeling. He back channels.
Is he a back channeler?
He sends me messages and he sends you messages. Oh, I can't believe Tina said that to you.
Oh, that's right. He is. He's stirring it up, man.
Jake.
He's stirring it up. Well, now
we
he's going.
We live together and we sleep together.
Just so you know,
Jake.
We do talk. We do talk, Jake. In the evening, Adam and Tina, thanks for being my favorite couple cast.
Aww,
I missed you guys last week. Believe me, we missed everybody.
Yeah, we missed everybody too.
Hope you're feeling better after contracting the plague during the indie meetup.
Yes,
we're hanging in there. You should probably avoid that place from now on and come out to Hawaii for a visit next time instead.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, wishing you all, we should go to Hawaii. We have a lot of people in Hawaii.
Let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm totally down for that.
Yeah. It's nice weather.
Yeah.
Well, usually. You should probably avoid that. Okay. Come out to Hawaii next time for a visit instead. Anyway, wishing you all the best during this Christmas season. May we all remember the true reason for the season.
Yes.
The birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you and all of Vineyard Nation.
Oh, thank you,
Jake. Brother. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. 24,834, Sir Brian with an I.
Hey, Brian.
Happy second anniversary.
Thank you.
It is our second anniversary.
It is.
As the Curry and the Keeper curator.
Yes.
Is that his title now?
Oh, the Curry and the Keeper curator. He can pull anything out. If I'm like, really? I said that? He sends me a clip.
He says, I can answer your question. Hello, my queen, started on episode 3.
Oh.
But more importantly, my first appearance was episode 7. Oh, brother. With some foreshadowing of my existence in episode 6 when the mystery bottle of wine was found in Adam's car. That's right. And to Nick and Kristen and Indy, I'm putting you on notice. I'll be texting you later tonight to make sure you've started soaking cork. And shout out to my AI girlfriend in the evening to y'all.
In the evening!
It's funny.
That is funny, Brian.
I knew he would know.
It was good to see him.
Of course, we
knew he was going to be there.
Yeah.
He was doing shots with Emily, so I'm sure he's down for the count.
Yep.
$7 from Ashley Wright. I believe that's a monthly. Thank you, Ashley. We love you very much.
Ashley.
12345 in the Sat Land from Alan C. Paul. By the way.
Oh.
When you send Satoshis, it counts for 1.5.
Right.
And looking at today's Bitcoin price,
ooh-hoo.
You can be a sommelier before you know it.
Ooh.
Hey, Adam and Tina, thanks again for a great episode. You kept me laughing and smiling on my way home from a Christmas event at my church. Adam, I love what you shared about being more for us than against us when it comes to sharing our faith. Continue to be bold and we're with you. Oh, and since you like devotionals, I'll be sending you mine soon. It's called Your Art, God's Heart, a 21-day devotional for creatives.
Oh.
Can never have too many devotionals.
No, I know. You enjoy them.
Just give me time to finally get one in the mail. God bless you both. Hey, I'll be looking for it, Alan.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, there can never be too many devotionals. What did we just get? Who was handing out presents?
The Chosen,
right. That was from
that
Karen?
Karen handed out, yes.
How is that? Have you looked at it?
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm excited to see that. 10,000 sats from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought he was on a hiatus.
God, we don't know what he's doing. Okay. He was, you know, he loves us. He can't stay away. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to bring him to Christ one day. You watch. Salute, Tina and Adam. Merry Christ wine and wonderful new year.
Oh.
May your love be cork strong. Yo, CSB. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, CSB.
10,000 from Zaro. Zaro.
Is that a new person?
No, Zaro donated last time.
Okay.
Tina and Adam, thank you for always reminding me to never stop striving to be a better human.
Oh.
As the late George Carlin once stated, I grew up Catholic until I reached the age of reason. I am a longtime atheist, at best a deist. Your stories and experiences over the last 2 years, I'm thinking of asking my wife, who has always kept her faith, if she would like to start attending together more regularly.
Oh my God.
I have thought that I have the two of you to thank.
Oh.
From Zaro.
That's a nudge.
Do it, brother.
I love it. What do you got to lose?
Yeah, do it.
It changed our lives. Changed our lives.
Can you hear the radiation?
Can you see the light?
Can you see the light? Beautiful, man. Keep us up to speed.
Yeah,
God
definitely.
Bless you.
Share.
4343 from Studio 2 Rocks says, happy noggin, happy holidays to you too and all the cork suggas. Thank you, Studio 2 Rocks. And
do they need a decanting?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't recognize
you.
You've been decanted.
Oh, and there's a 3300 after boost from Sir Brian with an I. Bonus boost for Adam calling Pastor Jimmy Babe.
Yes.
Did I call him Babe?
Yes, you did. And he
babe?
Sent me the clip.
Brian did?
He goes, Adam called Pastor Jimmy Babe. I go, he did? He's like,
When? What did
last
I say?
Last show, the last 2 weeks ago.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
Like, babe.
You want me to see if I can find it? It'll take me a little bit to find it. It's on my phone. Yeah. He clips it and he sends it to me.
Was it bad? It was weird?
No, it wasn't.
Babe. Hey, babe. Pastor Jimmy, babe. Come on, man. It's my bro, my babe, my bro. Whatever.
Okay, you're taking a little too far.
Hey, Tina, with 500 Satoshis. You ready for this?
Yes.
Julie. Hey, Tina. It's Julie from the nail salon.
Oh, yes. Oh, did you read that last week?
I don't think so.
Okay. What date did that come in?
I think this is a good date. No, this is before you went to Phil Wickham.
Okay.
So fun to meet you in person. Hope you had a great time at Phil Wickham. He puts on a great concert.
Oh.
Love the podcast. I always laugh out loud, which is good for the soul.
Oh.
I don't remember this one.
Yeah, Julie was the one that she said, are you Tina Curry? And she said, I live on a small ranch. And I said, how many acres? She said, 200. And I'm like, we have three.
I'm a decanter just to make, sure.
Thanks. You're so sweet. If we see each other in church, for sure we got
to
say hello.
Oh, she goes to our church?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
nice.
The bridge.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, he's been here before, but I think we need to get Paul. Should we have, he should bring Ashley into the tasting room as well, shouldn't he?
Yes.
For the,
it's Karen and David and Paul. And yes.
All right, the four of you. All right. Yeah. Grab a seat over there. Okay, please.
Okay.
If you don't mind. All four of you, some of you for the second time, are now official salmoniers of the Curry and the Keeper in the Evening Vineyard Nation podcast. We have, of course, some decoy cabernet, some brie and berries for you to enjoy here, pate and pecorino, salami and Stilton. Ooh, try out the jambon and Jarlsberg. We have mortadello and manchego. We have chorizo and cheddar. Guanciale and Gouda, and whatever you do, as you are now official salmoniers, which we can always see because your home has our sippy cups and your little coasters, you will always keep your cork soaked and your hearts full of love. And welcome as new salmoniers and double up salmoniers of Vineyard Nation.
Nice job, baby. Nice job.
I do my best.
I did want to mention, so I had that picture of me in the newsletter, of me standing in the grass.
Yes, this is good.
So this is a part of all that I'm learning about methylation and about, you know, resetting your body and how important it is.
This goes beyond it, though. This is great.
Well, and how to reset the pH in your body. And this guy, Gary Brecka, and I, Brecka, I highly recommend you research him. He talks about what you can do to kind of reset your methylation is, he has like four different things you can do.
Free things.
Yes. Yeah. Three of which I'm doing. The fourth one I'm not doing yet. So yet. It's to get out in the morning at the first light and get the light in on your skin and in your eyes because it helps set your circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. He says, do 3 sets of 30 breaths. Just 3 sets, 30 breaths. Take a minute break in between. Take your shoes off and plant your feet into the earth. And he says it immediately changes the pH in your body. You get the current of the earth. And the fourth one is to do a cold plunge, which I have not even
cold
thought
shower,
about.
Cold shower.
Every morning I've been getting up. And when the sun is coming up, I go out in front of our house because it faces east. I take my shoes off and my feet do not get cold, even though it was cold and rainy today. Mm-hmm. And I put my feet in the grass and I do all my prayers. So I've got the sunlight coming on me, my feet planted in God's earth, and I'm saying my prayers. And then today I did the breaths for the first time, mm-hmm. and I got a little dizzy. I thought I was going to fall over. So it's called grounding, and it's supposed to be phenomenal for you. And so I'm at the point where I'm like, I just am trying to get my sleeping back on schedule. I'm just trying to heal myself, and I will do that. Is easy for me to do. And I love that I can go outside, and that's very intentional because I'm sitting there and I'm talking to God and I'm praying.
It's a great combo, man.
I love that. So try it. That's why my feet are in the grass.
Yeah. Now, at the same time you do that, I take Phoebe out, and then while I'm walking her, I say my prayers all the way up and down the road.
Yeah, I know.
All the way up and down. And I have the same son, but I'm not barefoot.
Now, if there's snow on the ground, we're going to have to figure that out.
You can do it. Come on.
I just have to shovel the snow off.
Do you have a QOTW?
I do, but there was one other thing I have on here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have it on my list because you were laughing.
Here we go.
How we ask each other for things and how different we are. Because we were talking about how I ask you to do something and then you'll ask me to do something because you'll go, darling, can you? And I'll go, Adam, can you do this? Do you remember that?
Oh, no. Oh, I know what it is. Yes. No, okay. So if I don't think I really ask you for stuff to do stuff. Because,
not much.
But
I ask
you'll be like this. It's in the morning. You'll be walking by like, you need to pick up that dead bug. Oh. As if I killed the bug, left it there for you to see. Like, that's I was right, out hunting for bugs this morning. I shot that guy and then I left him there. You need to pick up that dead bug you shot there. No, I'm just like, I'm doing my Bible study. Hey, you need to pick up that dead bug. There's a dead bug? I don't know. By the way, I love you for that. That's part of the charm, baby. There's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, it's just funny how, yes, because you'll go, darling, do you think maybe you could?
No, please, like, could you
cigarette? Go do that.
All right, here we go, everybody. You know what? It's time for it's time. Is it? The question of the week. Of course, the big question is, what is the question of the week? I've not been prepped, so I hope I can even answer.
Will he participate?
I don't know if we're going to participate. I mean, you know, if my brain fries, it'll look like I don't care. And time for the question of the week. Tina has one, apparently.
Yes, and I'm sorry I didn't share it with you, but I'm staying with the trauma theme this week. Okay. Remember we talked about traumatic food?
Yes.
Yes. And, Peggy Lydon said that it was beef, not tuna.
What?
The shit on the shingle. It's beef. Shaved
did
beef.
You grow up with Peggy Lydon? Did you grow up with me? Were you cooking my mom's shit on a shingle? No, you were not. It was tuna a la king. All right, Peggy Lydon. We couldn't afford beef, Peggy. We had tuna fish out of a can.
Or maple syrup.
Maybe. It might have been cat food. I don't know. God bless you, Mom. Rest in peace.
Okay, so I'm staying with the trauma theme. I think I know this story, but I don't know if you know my story. So name one traumatizing thing that happened to you as a child.
Oh, there's a lot. I was hit by a car.
You what?
And I didn't, never told my parents.
Do I know this story?
No, you don't.
Oh my God.
So I was riding my bike and I was in Holland and we're in a little town called Amstelveen. And we would ride around. I mean, there was kind of a suburban neighborhood. And I remember riding out from behind like into the street, which was incredibly stupid, from behind a garage. And the car hit me right on the left side, full on the left side, but it hit my handlebar.
Oh,
and that, so it didn't hurt anything at all.
Did it knock you off your bike?
Oh yeah, I was knocked off my bike on the ground. The driver was freaking out, and I was completely okay. And I was so traumatized. I to this day have never. Of course, my parents are gone. I never told my parents. I was so traumatized about how stupid I was.
Oh,
how stupid I was.
How old were you?
8, 9.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's why you are so attentive to cyclists. You
part of that.
Very, very attentive to them. So,
and I don't think I've ever told anybody that story, honestly.
Like, I'm like, you got hit by a car.
I got hit by a car.
I thought you were going to talk about the purple bodysuit you had to wear.
Oh no, that's what gave me my Tourette's. We'll just save that one for a different story. No, no. How about you, darling? Tell me about your deep trauma.
I think you know this story, but I was in first grade, and when I was a little girl, I used to rock myself to sleep. I would turn on the radio and I would rock myself to sleep, and so I would have this huge bird's nest in the back of my hair every morning because I rocked myself to sleep. And my mom wouldn't usually get up with us. And one morning I woke her up for whatever reason and she was not happy about it. And she basically tried to brush my hair and it wasn't very pleasant.
And then she basically just ripped.
Yes. And so then the next day or a few days afterwards, so my hair was probably as long as it is now. Right. So it was probably down the, like almost the middle of my back. She cut off all my hair.
Oh man.
Like a pixie cut. And my mom was not a hairstylist, so my sister and I, we have pictures of our bangs
that are at an angle.
Our bangs are at an angle.
They're not, baby.
Yes, and so she cut off all my hair, and I wore a hat to school for a week because I was mortified. And it got to the point where the boys
would take the hat off.
Took the hat off and were throwing it around the classroom. Yes.
Oh, babe.
That was traumatizing. Yeah, yeah, because my mom didn't want to deal with my ratty hair.
Man, so. I sure hope I messed my kid up somehow. I sure hope I turned out okay. I mean, we messed our kids up with a little bit of some trauma.
Oh, I'm sure we have. But I turned out okay. I mean,
you turned out great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I ended on a downer.
No, that's okay. Yeah. That's why I'm playing some jingle sleigh bells for you. So, yeah.
I love you.
Oh, baby, I love you so much.
Yeah.
You want to come back here next week and do it again?
I'll be here next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear your stories about your health.
Okay.
I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, Adam Curry.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on Curry and the Keeper.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening,
Curry and the Keeper.